चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभिसंस्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं प्रभुदामयं ददाति स्वपदन्तिकं वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरो श्रीयुतो पदकमलं श्रीगुरुन् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं सकृजातं सहगणं रघुनाथं नितन्तं सजीवम् साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजन सहितं कृष्ण चैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्ण पादां सहगणो ललिता श्री विशाखानितंश्च नमो विष्णुपदाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष सिंहवादी वश्चत देशतारे वंशाकुलदुर्भ्यस्य कृपा सिंधुभ्येव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
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 ओम नमो भगवते
भगवतीश्लोके भक्तिर्भवती नैष्टिके मुखं करदिवाचलं पङ्गुं लङ्घयति यत्कृपात्मां वन्दे श्रीगुरुदिनतारिणं परमानन्दमाधवं श्रीचैतन्येश्वरम् हरे कृष्ण
रूपा मात्रस्य वृत्तयः
ప్రకృతిత్వం గుణత వ్యక్తి సంస్థాత్వం ఏవచ తేజస్తం తేజస సద్వీ రూపమత్రస్య వృత్తయః Please repeat word to word meaning. Dravya,
Dravya
of an object.
Of an object.
Akritittvam.
Akritittvam.
Dimension.
Dimension.
Gunataha.
Gunataha.
Quality.
Quality.
Vyakti samsthatvam.
Vyakti samsthatvam.
Individuality.
Individuality.
Eva.
Eva.
Also.
Also.
Cha,
cha,
and tejastvam,
tejastvam,
effulgence,
tejasa, tejasa,
of the fire,
of fire,
sadvi,
sadvi,
O virtuous lady,
O virtuous lady,
rupa mantrasya,
rupa mantrasya,
of the sub. Of the subtle element form.
Of the subtle element form.
Vrittayaha.
Vrittayaha.
The characteristic.
The characteristics.
Translation and proffered by His Divine Grace. Avai Charanaravinda Bhakti Vedanta Swami Jaga Guru Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada Ki
Jai.
Translation. My dear mother, the characteristic of form are understood by dimension, quality and individuality. The form of fire is appreciated by its effulgence. So please repeat translation. My dear mother,
my dear mother,
the characteristic of form,
the characteristics of form
are understood by dimension,
are understood by dimension,
quality,
quality,
and individuality.
And individuality.
The form of fire is,
the form of fire is
appreciated by its effulgence.
Appreciated by its effulgence.
Purport. Every form that we appreciate has its particular dimension and characteristics. The quality of a particular object is appreciated by its utility. But the form of sound is independent. Forms which are invisible can be understood only by touch. That is the independent appreciation of invisible form. Visible forms are understood by analytical study of their constitution. The constitution of certain object is appreciated by its internal action. For example, the form of salt is appreciated by the interaction of salty taste, and the form of sugar is appreciated by the introduction of sweet taste. Tasted and qualitative constitution are the basic principle in understanding the form of an object. Hare Krishna. So, in this chapter, the title of the chapter itself is described, is the fundamental principle of material nature. So Lord Kapil is explaining the details about material nature and its interaction. It's really it's an analytical study. It's a very deep philosophy. So Srila Prabhupada explained here. So how there is two kind of things. One is one is independent, one is independent. isn't it? The sound form, it's very independent. It doesn't depend on dimension or dial quality. So material, any kind of material which is visible, either we can test or they have a particular quality or utility you can see. So another thing here, how it says the fires, how we can understand fire by its effulgence, isn't it? That's the fire is appreciated by its effulgence. So we can see the effulgence from the far away. We may not see the fire, isn't it? But when we see effulgence, that means what? There is fire, isn't it? So this is another basic principle where so many people, they're stuck. That when they say, many places in the Shastra it's described that Lord has no form, no particular form, and all is as described is called Brahma. What is Brahma means? Effulgence, isn't it? So according to this theory, if there is effulgence, so there has to be the source of effulgence, isn't it? Effulgence need a source. Like we can see the fire, I mean we can see the light, there has to be fire. Otherwise how light will come? So that's why Srimad Bhagavatam is confirmed that, you know, Vadantita Tapta Vidam Jad Gyanam Advayam Brahmeti Paramatmeti Bhagavan Iti Shabdate. When somebody understands this theory very clearly, that person can understand now. Brahma means effulgence. If that effulgence is there, there must be its root is there, somewhere it's coming from. So then what we need? Premanjana Charita Bhakti Vilochanena. To see that particular form, that to see that the reservoir of that effulgence, we need Premanjana Bhakti, Premanjana Charita Bhakti Vilochanena. We need bhakti to see through that effulgence, so we can see the Lord's beautiful form, Shyam Sundar. So, most of the time people doesn't understand. Long back ago, I think it was 1984 or 85, my Guru Maharaj, His Holiness Jayaprakash Swami Guru Maharaj, he went to Puri. Okay. So, most of us, we know, devotees are from non-Indian body, they don't allow in Puri temple. So one point, long ago, actually Srila Prabhupada told to my Guru Maharaj and I think Pavananda Prabhu as well, to go and chat with Puri's king. If they arrive there, so devotees can go. So my Guru Maharaj went there and he asked king. Of course there was king is just by the name of king, government run everything. But yes, king have a lot of influence in there. So then king said, oh look, I can't say anything because all these things is taken care of by Shankaracharya, go to him. So then my Guru Maharaj went to Shankaracharya in Puri. Of course, not the Adi Shankaracharya, what is the present Shankaracharya, you know. So then, you know, he said, oh yes, of course he can do, he can go to Puri temple, no problem, you know. But not in this lifetime, the next lifetime he will come and say, you know, Indian born or Indian body, then he can go to Puri temple. And then Then he said, oh, why you need to come to Puri temple anyway? Lord is everywhere. He is formless. Okay? Because Shankaracharya, of course, they follow the nirvishesh philosophy. They don't accept the form. And so, then they start a little bit discussing. And then Shankaracharya said, oh, you don't need, you may just meditate and stay at home, it should be fine. And then my Guru Maharaj saw a Lakshmi Narayan deity on his table. And then he asked, you just said a couple of minutes back that, you know, Lord is formless, why you put that deity in there? Oh, to meditate. So, then he asked, what is the conception about a meditation of a form? It shouldn't be, isn't it? And then what he explained, when that formless Brahma come to this material world, interact with material nature, then he take a form. And that form sometimes is affected by material nature as well. So that's why they call Mayavadi, you know. they think when Lord comes in this material world, and he also get affected by material nature. So they don't understand the philosophy and theory which is given in the Shastra. Even if you tell them, very difficult to make them understand that the effulgence have a source. It's need a source. Otherwise it would not exist. It's impossible. That's what Lord Kapil explained here by this analytical explanation. And also, then my Guru Maharaj said, look, it is mentioned in the in Shastra that whoever worship the Brahma, the effulgence of the Lord, it's all right, but it's very difficult to meditate on. It's very, very difficult. And then we accept, yes, it is very difficult. So that's why in primary stage, we meditate on the form. And then when we become higher stage, we don't meditate anymore in the form. We just meditate in emptiness. Everything is empty. Brahma satya jagat mithya. Satnai sarvam khalu idam Brahma. So everything is Brahma, everything is formless. So later on he came, and then my Guru would ask the devotees, what do you think? You close your eyes and think this room is empty. How difficult it will be. You have seen everything, isn't it? And close your eyes and you think this room is fully empty. You cannot imagine it. It is impossible almost. So the theory is, this jagat is not mithya, not what is it called? Yeah, it's temporary. It's not false. So it cannot just wipe out. So everything has their individual form and quality. So if we understand these things, it will be easy to practice our spiritual life. Otherwise, you know, we'll be distracted by so many things. That's why Srila Narottam Das Thakur said, karma kanda jnana kanda sakali vishaya bhanda amrita boliya jeva khaye karol upokare nana jani sada phire avashese adhapate jaye. This all this first is karma kanda. You know, people do ritualistic activities. Of course, they will, you know, they will get just their sense gratification kind of benefit. And then it's come jnana kanda, where is end? They end up with the formless form of the Lord. There is no form, nothing, everything is empty. So, when they don't get any test there, there is no activities, nothing. You know, once Srila Jayadvaita Maharaj has given an example, very beautiful example, I really liked it. So, is imagining a formless form, and then You know, when somebody gets liberated and enter, merge into Brahma Yoti, so how, what is the feelings he was describing? You know, imagine a big palace and with all the facilities, but it is in Sahara desert. So no one is there. You have all the facilities. You cannot go to any city. There is no access of internet. So no friends, no one, just you alone. And all the treatment is there, like a royal treatment. How you feel? Do you feel comfortable? No. So, same in Brahma Jyoti, there is no activities. Nothing. But Jiva, by the nature of Jiva is activeness. It's active, always. Like Krishna, you know. Krishna is always active, isn't it? Have you seen Krishna is just sitting there doing nothing? No, always he performing some, you know, some pastimes. So Mamaivamsa Jiva Loke, we are the part and parcel of Krishna. So we have that quality automatically. We, the soul also active, always active. It cannot be inactive. So when they go to Brahma Jyoti, nothing to do. Because the subtle mind is there, subtle body is there, they start desiring. So there is a chance even a living entity can fall from the Brahma Yogi. That's why Srila Narottam Das Thakur said, avasyasya adhovati hai. And they sometimes refers to, materialistic, they involve in materialistic activities. Because of that, they don't have to, they don't know what to do. But on the other hand, if the devotees, their soul, they have so many sweet pastimes with their Lord, you know, they never feel bored like that. They know if there is effulgence, it has a source. That source is Krishna. That's what it is. That's the theory it proves. If fire, we can see the light, it means there is fire. Doesn't matter whether we can see it or not, but there is fire. There has to be, otherwise light will never come. So devotees enjoy the Krishna's company, you know. And those pastimes so sweet, you cannot get in Brahma Jyoti. There is no pastime. This is end of the Kartik. Now is a this month called Magha, isn't it? Keshava month beginning in the Sanskrit calendar. So, in this month, have you heard about Gopinath in Agradev? So, I think Gopinath will come to Krishnanagar to stay a few days in there. So, see, when devotee they have a relationship with Krishna, and he interacts with each and every devotee differently. So, Gopinath actually, when Govinda was Thakur, he passed away, and he wanted to go to Krishnanagar. He wanted to stay there a few days, and he lives there. In every year it's happened, and then he goes back to again Agradev. And Gopinath do Shraddha ceremony. What is called in English?
Ritual rites.
Ritual rites, yes.
Funeral
rites. Funeral rites. So, he performed that ceremony after going back from Krishnanagar. So, it's a beautiful pastime. You know, Govinda Ghosh Thakur. In Sandhya Arati, we sing that song, isn't it? Sanjaya Mukunda Vasu Ghosu Adhidaya. You know. So Govinda Ghosh Thakur was his brother. So, actually he used to worship Gopinath. And he had no children. And then once he said, I have no one. When I'll die, who will perform my ritual activities, ritual things. So finally, in his quite old age, he got a son. And then when he got a son, because it was in old age, he was really attached to that son so much. So he almost, you know, he spent most of the time for his son, taking care of his son and, you know, doing all these things. One day his son suddenly died. And he was very upset. And then he asked Gopinath, "Look, I served you in my whole life. Why my son suddenly died?" So then Gopinath said to him, "Look, according to individual's karma, they come to this material world, and when it's finished, they just leave their body. So it's just law of karma. Why you are so much affected by that?" And then he was crying and asked, "Look, I have no son. Who is going to perform my ritual after my death?" So Gopinath said, "I'm here like your son. So why don't you take care of me like son?" And then he said, "Look, you are deity. So you are Supreme Personality of Godhead. You will not perform my ritual. So how can be you will take care of me as my son? It's not possible." And then Gopinath said, "No, you try, you know. Have a look. Give a try at least." Then he couldn't convince Govinda Goswami. He didn't convince. Anyway, he was sad and start doing service to Gopinath. One day, he saw a lady, she bring a ring, and she said, "Look, one boy, 7-8 years old, and he came to me and he drank some buttermilk from me, and he gave me this ring. He said, 'Give it to my father, he'll pay you.'" And then he looked at that ring, it is from Gopinath. And then he was a bit in a shock, where he got this ring? A lady said, "Oh, it was given by your son. He drank buttermilk from me." So, and then he took her in front of Gopinath. "Can you recognize this? Is it, boy's voice looks like him?" And then she said, "Oh yes, it's very similar to him. He came to me. And he drank some buttermilk. And he said, 'He's your son. Where is he?'" And then Govinda Goswami didn't say anything. He said, "All right, yeah, I'll pay money." And he paid money. When she left, and then he was crying, "Yes, my dear Lord, now I convince that, of course, he will take care." So, this is the first time when we are attracted to the sweet form of the Lord. Lord will have always so many sweet pastimes, and if He will interact with each of us where we want. You know? Krishna is so merciful. He is so merciful. He will respond to us as we want. See, who will do that? No one in the world. You know, always, you know, what we teach? Compromise ourselves. But even Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead. We are His servant, but, you know, He wants to please just His devotee, that's why He is compromising everywhere. Everywhere. He's so sweet. He cannot find this quality in Brahma. See, Bhishma Dev, he promised that I will never Krishna promised, "I'll never use weapon in Kurukshetra. I'll never attack." Bhishma said, "All right, I'll make you attack." So, see, Krishna, he broke his promise to keep his devotee's promise. That's what is Krishna. That's how he is so inclined to his devotees. There is no such quality in Brahma. We cannot find It's not possible. So that's when we are attracted to the form of the Lord, and it's always we can enjoy His sweet pastimes. So after that, anyway, when Govinda Goswami, he passed away, and Gopinath, he put white dress out, especially in Bengal, when parents pass away, their son, they generally put white one dhoti, very short, up to here, up to knee, and one they put on the top, and that's how they dress up. So the next morning, everyone saw Gopinath put that rug and dress up himself like that, you know, with a small white dhoti up to knees, and he put one chadar on him. And then he went to Ganga and performed all his ritual activities for Govinda Goswami. So that's the quality of the Lord when we attract Him. So that's what we have to understand. The form of the Lord is very important. When we attract to that particular form, Lord will always, you know, interact with us according to our desire. It's not that, you know, of course, in approach to that stage or get that quality, we have to perform the devotional service. That's very important. It's not that, you know, suddenly overnight I'll be pure devotee tomorrow morning. Of course not. You know, Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, Daina Atma Nivedan Goptritya Varan Avasya Rakshive Krishna Vishwasa Palan Bhakti Ranukula Jaha Karjira Shita Bhakti Pratikul Bhav Varjanangita Saranga Saranagati Vaibe Jaha Tahar Prarthana Sune Srinanda Kumar. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur is saying Saranga Saranagati, the six anga. There is a sixth type of Saranagati is there. If someone has that, his prayers, Krishna definitely will listen. And definitely, actually other word is Krishna definitely responds to his every action. What is that? Dainam means we have to be humble. Atma Nivedan, we have to be completely surrendered. Goptritya Varan means we have to serve Krishna way Brajavasis they did. Or we have to follow the footstep of our previous acharya and all the pure devotees, the way they served Krishna, whether that is the mood. And then what is that? Avasya Rakshive Krishna Vishwasa Palan. Krishna always will protect me. That has to be in the heart. You know? There shouldn't be any doubt. And whatever favorable for devotional service, we should accept it. And whatever unfavorable, we have to give it away. If anyone will have the sixth quality, Krishna will definitely listen to that person. So the key is, we have to develop this quality, and Krishna will always listen our prayers. Of course, you know, even though if we say now, he listen. But then he will decide whether what he wants to give. Because in Chaitanya Charitamrita it says, Mahaprabhu saying, Tumi bhikkhu, na, tumi abhu ame bhikkhu vishay chana divo, sa charanamrita diya vishay ublaivo. Krishna says, I know. You know, I know everything. But the living entity, they don't know. Sometimes they ask so many things. So, because I know what that living entity needs, according to that I give, you know, things. Why shall I give all these material things where that living entity will be under bondage of material nature? So, charanam rakadiya vishaya bulayo. I'll give my mercy. So then you will forget all these material things. In fact, he will deliver from all this material suffering. That's what Krishna says. Sometimes, you know, our kids, they ask, oh, I want this one, that one. What parents say? Oh, you cannot have that. That's not good. You cannot have this. So I'll give you this. Buy ABCD book so you can read and you can learn as well. So, but when we are really surrendered, when we develop this sixth quality, Krishna will think, yes, he is qualified. So whatever we pray to him, definitely he will fulfill our desire. I would like to stop here. 3 minutes is there. If there are any comments and questions, please. Yes, please. It can be same and different. That's also the first time when I read some pastimes, especially, you know, if you read a description about Varaha, Lord Varaha there, somewhere you will read, it's called Koladip. You know Koladip? It's the 9 island in Navadip. One is called Koladip. Kol means when Lord Varaha appear as black. But if you see the description in Bhagavatam, where Lord Varaha was fighting with Hiranyaksha, they describe Varaha as golden. So he have all the golden form. He's like gold. But it is mentioned in Navadvip Bhavataranga when Varaha appeared. In that time, this was in other Sati Yuga, he appeared as black. So, it can be same or it can be different. It's according to Lord and his devotee's desire. No, Bhagavad Gita is never changed because Bhagavad Gita is described about Lord Krishna. Lord Krishna never changed. He's always, you know, with two hands, two legs, a nice form, and he plays flute, always. He only pleases his devotees. He never fight, never kill any demon, never goes anywhere. I think Srila Swami mentioned him in his Sutta. Padam ekam nagar chidi Vrindavanam parityaksha. Krishna never leave Vrindavan, even not one step. He just stays in Vrindavan in the Vrindavan city. Yes, please.
How do you differentiate between reciprocation of Krishna? As well as sometimes we feel that Krishna is reciprocating. Sometimes we get the feeling that is it just mere coincidence? So how do we just differentiate?
Again, I said a few minutes ago, we have to develop the quality to understand we have to be qualified to understand Krishna's interaction. Krishna always interacting with us, always. Now, his part is doing, but our part, we are not doing, it depends on us how much we are doing. He is always there, you know. So Krishna is so merciful, that's why it is mentioned in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Krishna, here as a super soul, always there. Without super soul, you cannot do anything. Soul, the activeness of the soul is coming from Krishna as well. So he's there. And he's there as a spiritual master. He's there as a Shastra. See, he's always with us. He's always interacting with us. Now, It's really depend on us how much we are advanced. Accordingly, that we will understand. But in primary stage, yes, we shouldn't be speculative. At least in the stage of sadhana bhakti, we may not understand Krishna's instruction or introduction. It will take time. You know, first we have to clean our heart. In Srila Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur will give an example. You know, like in a desert, if you put the seeds, will it ever be sprouts? No, seeds will just dry. So the thing is, we have to prepare ourselves. We have to clean our heart. It should be clean enough so Krishna can sit in there. Or Krishna can come and, you know, stay there. Then only we can have our personal interaction with Krishna. Yeah, that's, you know, that's also can be a danger in our spiritual life. Sometimes we think, oh, I'm now pure devotee, I'm in crossing Vrindavan. Come on, you know, we didn't even give up our materials and sense gratification desire. How come I will be crossing Vrindavan? That's all sajya. You know, bring that spiritual mentality and drag into my speculation and put into materialistic way. So we have to be very careful about that. Of course, but always Krishna interacting with us. Now it depends how much we are advanced.
So sometimes you desire for some small things.
Yeah.
And they can distract me, like being small, like having something. I felt like having something. And the very next minute someone gets the same thing. So you feel as if he's really reciprocating.
That's another thing. When we ask something, Krishna definitely fulfill our desire. All desire, in fact. He always fulfill all desire. You know? So, but devotees is actually fulfilling everyone's desire. Not only devotees. But devotees, they appreciate. And non-devotees, they don't. You know? Generally, it goes this way. If something's successful, we'll always want to give credit myself. If something goes wrong, blame to the Lord. That's it, easy way. So the devotees, they do other way around. If there is any problem, they always take it that way. It was my previous life karma. I'm just kidding. When if something happened good, definitely that's Lord's mercy. That's why it's happening. So in primary stage, or even in advanced stage, devotees always think like that. That's how acharyas they teach. But yes, if we pray sincerely, definitely Krishna will give it to us. That's for sure. Thank you so much. Grantraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Jagadguru Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Nitai Guru Brahmanam.